much to do in so little time. People are busy building the lives they thought they wanted, and they've become so stressed out they have no life. Are you putting off the life you want to enjoy? Regardless of how productive, effective, and efficient you may be, if your answer is yes to one of the following questions, you are procrastinating about life. Do you put off learning ways to manage your stress till this busy time ends? Do you put off spending time with people you love till this busy time ends? Are you waiting till this busy time ends before you take steps to improve your life? This book, Manage Your Time to Reduce Your Stress, will address a very common problem shared by many: the feeling that the more productive you become, the more there is to do, and there just isn't any time or energy left to do those enjoyable things you really want to do. Where would you find time? No one really finds time. Imagine walking along and stumbling across a big old bucket of extra time. It just doesn't happen. You have to make time, and this book will help you figure out how to make time guilt-free and use it on areas of your life that you value. People who have read or listened to my previous books or attended my seminars tell me that they are successful in breaking the procrastination and clutter habits, but they are still outrageously stressed and often so busy that they never have time to do the things they want to do. They have more responsibilities than they can handle. They know they need to nurture their health, but they keep putting it off because there are so many more important things to do. They are overscheduled, overworked, and overwhelmed. And what makes matters worse is they are concerned that if they start to use stress management concepts, all of their time management techniques will suffer because they're going to have to sit under a tree smelling the roses, accomplishing nothing, and never drinking caffeine again. This book, Manage Your Time to Reduce Your Stress, a handbook for the overworked, overscheduled, and overwhelmed, will tackle time management not in terms of becoming more productive or efficient, but in terms of how we spend our time in relation to all that is important and valuable in our lives, and how to continue to be productive and efficient without burning out. Life isn't time management, it is stuff management. Things to do, people to see, commitments, and obligations to fulfill. And mismanaging all that stuff to do is what leads to stress and feeling fragmented, frantic, frazzled, and frustrated. This audiobook will address stress not in terms of nutrition, exercise, or what you drink or smoke, but will focus on the impact time management has on stress, what you can and cannot control about it, and how to make changes in your time management that will have enormous impact on alleviating your stress. In addition, this audiobook will help you understand that learning to manage your stress can be one of the finest gifts you ever give yourself. Acknowledge that eliminating stress is not the solution. Unearth ways to add fun to your life. Reassess that guilty feeling that might pop up when you do something to add fun to your life. Understand why it is crucial to stop being a perfectionist and how to do that. Find ways to simplify your life. Move from fatigue to energy. At the end of each chapter, there is an extra credit section of questions and exercises prompting you to think about insights, lessons learned, and decisions. You can skip this section, but doing these exercises will deepen your experience and understanding of how to manage your time to lessen your stress. You will hear some ideas that you are good at and already doing, and other parts that you need to work on. You will identify your strengths and your weaknesses. Highlight strategies you believe may work for you, and then put them into practice. If one doesn't work, try another until you have your own personalized plan. If you find yourself backsliding and feeling close to burnout, you can review any section of this audiobook that applies to you. Use this as a reference that you can refer back to over and over. It will change your life. Chapter 1. It's time to get control of that stress. Julie took great pride in being a super achiever in a waste management company. She loved